Jeffrey Scott Hornoff spent more than 6 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. Someone else eventually confessed. Mr. Hornoff is now free. He now wants his old job back, at least long enough to collect 10 years of back pay. Before his indictment in 1994, Jeffrey Scott Hornoff was a detective with the Warwick, Rhode Island Police Department. Next week, his lawyer and lawyers for the city will meet in judges' chambers at Rhode Island Superior Court. Jeffrey Scott Hornoff joins us now for member station WRNI in Providence. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I have to ask you to go back to, I imagine for most of us, it's been an unimaginably painful time.
Yes, sir. Actually, I was a newly promoted detective, and what happened was I showed up for work one day, and I was told that a friend of mine, Victoria Cushman, had been murdered in her Warwick apartment.
Mm-hmm. She was 29 years old and worked at a ski shop.
Right.
Now, there was, as I understand reading about the case, no physical evidence whatsoever that attached you to the scene of the crime. What fell into place as you remember it?
Well, there was a letter that Vicky had written, and it was found in a sealed envelope with my name on the outside. And inside the letter, it made reference to my relationship with her, and I had been unfaithful to my wife. I was young and stupid back then, and she made reference to our relationship and how she wanted to continue it, but there were no threats. And once I volunteered to take a polygraph, and I took it, and subsequent interviews with other people who were at the party that I was at that night, they checked out. I was advised that I wasn't going to be a suspect anymore. They gave me back my gun and badge and told me to go on with my shift.
Now, Mr. Hornoff, there's another man who came forward and confessed to the crime. What's his name?
Todd Berry came forward last October.
You didn't know him?
No, sir.
What did he say?
He came forward to his family first and told them that he couldn't sleep or eat for about 2.5 weeks and that he had to clear his conscience.
Mr. Hornoff, it's tough to be in prison, period, but did it go perhaps even worse for you because you had been a policeman and because you maintained that you were innocent?
There's a myth that everybody in prison says that they're innocent. Most of the people in there, at least the ones that I had to exist next to, readily admitted their guilt. In fact, some of them were proud of it. They wore it as a badge of honor. Some of the guys in there I put away. I was in the area known as protective custody, and the privileges afforded to people in PC are a lot more restrictive than those in general population. So, yes, it was pretty difficult to get through each day.
I mean, to be in prison with someone you put into prison is an invitation for some kind of misconduct, almost.
Well, it is. I kept my back to the wall, and I kept my mouth shut, and I kept to myself. And once everybody saw that I wasn't going to back down from anybody and I was willing to stand up for myself, they pretty much left me alone.
Mr. Hornoff, do you want to be a policeman again?
I very much miss the job, and I very much miss some of the work that I did there. I'm open to pretty much anything right now, but I do think that my life experience and my education could probably be put to better use elsewhere.
You would like some back pay from the department?
10 years' worth.
And this is predicated on the idea that because you were wrongfully convicted, they were wrong to fire you from that job.
Right. On January 6th, Superior Court Chief Justice Rogers issued his order that I be reinstated and receive my back pay, and now we just have to figure out how much I'm entitled to.
Mm-hmm. How much money, what figure sticks in your mind do you think you're entitled to?
I had intended to stop at the rank of captain. I saw myself in charge of prosecution, actually. So the figure is anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million, depending on what rank we agree that I should be awarded.
Now, Mr. Hornoff, let me, recognizing at least intellectually the terrible times you've been through, let me share with you, as I'm sure you've heard it, the condensed argument that the police department makes, which is, once you were indicted for murder, they simply could not have you continue on the force, because that just throws too much of a cloud on police conduct to do that. and you were wrongfully convicted, but that's the prosecutors. They are the police department.
From day one, Vicky's murder investigation was handled inappropriately. And any time an innocent man goes to prison, something went wrong. And the jury didn't like me based on my unfaithfulness to my wife. Mm-hmm. And the state really did a good job of hammering that home. But between the Warwick police and the state police and the Attorney General's office, somebody didn't do their job.
Mr. Hornoff, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I'm trying to channel everything I've gone through and put it towards a positive effort. I've spoken at law and journalism schools. On Monday, I'm speaking to my first group of high school students, which I look forward to. And there's a technical college down in South Carolina that's also expressed interest, if I don't go back to police work here, in having me join their criminal justice faculty.
Your first marriage, I gather, broke up at some point after your indictment.
After the motion for new trial was denied, I told my ex-wife, Rhonda, that I still believed I was going to see freedom, but I didn't know when. And I asked her for a divorce because I told her there was no sense in both of us being in prison, and I wanted her to try and find some happiness.
How is she today?
She's working very hard. Our three sons live with her, and unfortunately our house was taken from her when I was wrongfully imprisoned. And a good portion of this back pay is going to go to her, and I'm really looking forward to seeing my boys in a home again.
Mr. Hornoff, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Scott Hornoff served 6 years, 4 months and 18 days of a life sentence for the murder of Victoria Cushman. He was exonerated of that crime last year.